Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Sometimes a victim becomes a victim for nothing more than circumstance. On April 5th, 1984, a young girl became the victim of a brutal murder because she simply happened to be walking on the same path as her angered killer. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Tina Fales, at the time of her devastating story, was a 14-year-old freshman at Foothill High School in Pleasanton, California. Described as a quiet young girl, but one who had a bright future planned out, Tina had dreams of going to college and then becoming a secretary. It was around this time in 1984 that she stopped taking the bus to school and decided to walk instead because there had been some bullies that were making the rides a nightmare. Hoping to avoid all of that, she began walking home and, like many students in the area, used a popular shortcut in order to get there faster. This was exactly what she did on April 5th, 1984, when she was seen for the very last time. In what was later described as an almost perfect crime, someone grabbed the young girl that day, took her to a tucked away blind spot along the route, and stabbed her small body 44 times. Leaving no witnesses behind and barely a shred of evidence, Tina's body was later found lying in a drainage ditch a short distance from the safety of her home. Though there were multiple persons of interest, all had alibis that scratched them off of the list. And with no cameras in the area and no digital footprints due to the time period, the case became a cold one pretty early on in the investigation. Young people and parents in the area were absolutely terrified that they would be next. But as years went on, it seemed like Tina's murder was a one-off and that her killer had either spent the next few decades lying low or had left the area altogether. They wouldn't get their answers until 2011, when the DNA recovered from a spot of blood found on Tina's purse, thankfully kept in evidence, was run through a much more mature system and landed on a man named Steven Carlson. Steve, whose samples were there to begin with because of his lengthy criminal record and time in and out of prison, was just 16 years old at the time of Tina's murder. He, too, attended Foothill High School, and during the initial investigation, had been questioned as a person of interest. He was spoken to again in 1986 when police got wind of him bragging about the murder to people at a party. He later claimed that it was all some sort of sick joke, and the case went cold again. At the time of his arrest for the murder of Tina Fales, Steve was already in prison for some unrelated crimes. His record included things like drug crimes and a lewd act on a 13-year-old girl. Though he denied his involvement in the murder, claiming the police were simply blaming him so they could finally close their case, Steve was tried as an adult despite the fact that he was under the age of 18 when the crime was committed. During his trial, a former friend testified that, on the day of Tina's death, Steve himself had been bullied and thrown into a dumpster by some of the members of the football team. Already a drug addict at the time, though he had little interaction with Tina prior to the murder, he did live next to the crime scene. By the end of the trial, the jury was certain that Steve Carlson was the man responsible for Tina's murder and convicted him of first-degree murder in 2014. Sentenced to 26 years to life for the crime, in 2017, his charge was changed to second-degree murder by the First District Court of Appeals in San Francisco, and 10 years were removed from his sentence. The reason for the change? They claimed that the prosecution hadn't proved the element of premeditation needed for a first-degree murder conviction. Things then remained quiet in the Tina Fales case until the year 2020, when Steve, after years of maintaining his innocence, wrote three separate letters in preparation for his upcoming parole hearing. When one was obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle, it showed his complete confession and acceptance of responsibility for the murder. He claimed he stabbed the young girl with a butcher knife and expressed his, quote, deepest apologies to her family. In one letter, he claimed, quote, I was living in denial for many years, not being able to believe or take responsibility for brutally murdering you on that day of April 5th, 1984. I want you and your family to know you did absolutely nothing to deserve what I did to you. That's what makes this murder so callous and horrific. He said he did not intend to kill Tina that day, but was intoxicated and angry about what happened to him earlier that day. He claimed he went home, grabbed a butcher knife, and walked across the street where he found Tina making that shortcut towards home. He claimed he did not remember killing the young girl, but did remember standing over her body with a bloody knife in his hands. Steve Carlson was scheduled for parole in the year 2023, but as of this moment, it appears that the hearing was postponed and he remains behind bars. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on April 6th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.